This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Nintendo announced that its forthcoming game, Tears of the Kingdom, part of the Legend of Zelda series, will retail for $70. That's $10 more than the standard price that video game companies have stuck to for over a decade. Now, beyond Nintendo, Xbox and PlayStation titles are getting more expensive too. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more on game inflation.
Ever since video game titles started retailing for $60 around 2006, the cost of video game production has risen, says Neil Macker, an analyst at Morningstar.
Not only just due to complexity, but increased salaries for programmers and creatives in general, as tech companies and Hollywood and video game companies are fighting for a lot of the same talent.
Those costs are also lingering far beyond the game's initial release, since a lot of newer games have a longer lifespan. Joost van Drena at NYU says that requires more maintenance and customer support.
And that then makes a lot of sense to say, hey, if we're going to be doing this, then we also need to be charging more for it.
But van Drena says companies have covered a lot of those costs through in-game transactions, like downloadable content and custom cosmetics, by upping price tags to $70.
It is largely, I would say, a move by platforms and publishers to just capture more market value.
In other words, companies can charge $70 now because they know people will pay it. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.